One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This podcast is about my six-week boot camp challenge, One-Handed Style. Hello, 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 my podcast friends. Today I'm just going to be talking about my six-week boot camp challenge I did here in Boise, Idaho. And I did it with Camp Rhino Boise, which is a club that started in Las Vegas, Nevada, and then they opened their second club here in Boise. I checked out a number of clubs, and I went with them because they're just straight up. They're really cool, just a lot of just average people trying to get more healthy. It's really low-key, very cool, and it's been very beneficial. And I mention that because I've been studying the martial arts for, I don't know, the past 21, 22 years. And then for 10 years, I ran my own martial arts school, Three Shapes Aikido. Reshape your life. Three Shapes Aikido here in Boise, Idaho. And pretty much trained 3 to 5 hours a day, 6 days a week for 10 years. And I was fit. But then the economy crashed back in 2007, 8, 9, and I closed my school in 2010, and I have not actually been doing that much working out. A little bit, but not so much. Mostly just holding up the backside of my chair, working in front of a computer. So for 7 years, not very healthy, and then trying to become more healthy, I figured I'd try this six-week challenge. I saw them online, rocking Facebook. Camp Rhino Boise, they were looking for, they're just doing their advertising media thing, just trying to get 20 people in. They had a really good deal. It was like $49 to start, and then I got 6 weeks full access to their gym. But I had to put $300 up front in case I didn't fulfill the challenge. And that really meant that I had to do 5 classes a week. And then, you know, they pretty much got boot camp. They got CrossFit stuff, but those classes are at 5 a.m. And then 3 of them, if I want to do CrossFit, are required at 5 a.m. Typically, the only time I'm seeing 5 a.m., or if I got to be somewhere at 5 a.m., means I'm pretty much staying up all night. I'm a night owl. I'm not an early bird. I'm not an early bird. Therefore, the CrossFit stuff I didn't do. I really wanted to do it, but I didn't do it. I was mostly doing the boot camp, and they also offered some yoga, and they have some stretch classes, which is not quite yoga, but close, but a little more athletic stretching. I'm a big fan of yoga. I've been doing a lot more yoga. And today I was actually taking yoga, and we were talking about doing a back bend where you get both hands on the ground, both feet on the ground, and you lift yourself up into a half circle backwards. You know, it stretches the inside of the spine. I love that when they refer to the inside of the front side of the spine that faces your navel, right? Because typically we're mostly bending the other way. And I'm not a fan of that back bend as a one-handed cat, as a one-handed dude. And I had mentioned that my right shoulder, I can do a slight variation, but all the muscles on my left side aren't the ones being used on my right side. And if you go back a couple of my podcasts, I have a podcast about my asymmetry, my one-handed experience. And generally, I'm naturally asymmetrical because I was born like this. I was born without two hands, and naturally, I'm uneven. I'm asymmetrical. And that has some quirks on my back and my muscle development and things of that nature. And the interesting thing is, training so long and so deep in the martial arts, I didn't quite notice it as much as doing the amount of yoga and boot camp that I've been doing. And specifically, when I was in yoga class today, we were trying that back bend, and I was like, oh, that's not really going to work. Here's my variation, but it's activating a different set of muscles on my left side than my right. So it's not necessarily that bad, but it's really not that good for me overall. And I had mentioned to my yoga teacher that my right shoulder is very weak. And then even some people in class, they kind of looked at me with that confused look like, really? Like, that's your that's the arm that has the hand, so we would think it's strong. And I said, well, no, it's actually weak. My left shoulder is much stronger. And I'll get into that here in just a few minutes, because that's what really became very apparent in the boot camp. You know, and we're doing classic boot camp stuff. So 25 burpees, 25 sit-ups, 25 push-ups, and then variations, all these names of workouts, I don't even know. You know, my third day training, I walked into the change room, and then some guy started talking to me. He started spewing off all these names of things, knee to chin to back, you know, I can't even remember what they were, but he said probably five sentences of things, and I just looked at him and I said, you know what, all that is Greek to me. I have no idea what you're saying. It's all a different language, because I generally have no reference point to what these movements are, you know, all these body movements that I do typically with my own body weight, but then they have a lot of weights there and things of that nature. They have the ropes that you're holding in each arm going up and down. You got to climb up ropes. They have an obstacle course because they do Ninja Warrior stuff. They train a lot of people for Spartan races. And what else do they have there? They have all kinds of weights, and it's cool. It's cool. It's a great, great place. But I was a little apprehensive because I generally know that that boot camp stuff isn't quite for me. I like moving my body within my body weight. I'm not looking to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. But I am looking to be more fit, and as fit as I can be where I'm at in life with the body that I have. And I thought, well, okay, let's try a challenge. So here I am at the challenge, and I'm working it. And 5 days in, I realized this is, well, actually quite painful. And part of it is that I'm at the age that I am, and I haven't worked out in 7 years, basically 7 years. So I'm not that fit. And it's interesting because I've said this to myself and I've said it to other people. I find it quite interesting how weak I am and how out of shape I am when you're really pushing your body's limits. And it's, you know, it's really made a difference. I feel very healthy right now, and I'm running a lot more, and I'm doing more yoga, and it's just going to take me a while to get more fit. I need to make being active part of my life. And I've always been active. I always played sports when I was a kid. I've been doing martial arts since I was 27 years old. I love running. I love bicycling. I didn't own a car until I was 33 years old. So I spent my whole life on a bicycle. I've just been pretty active, except for the last 7 years. And basically, I'm not very comfortable in my body. So I'm looking to get back to being more healthy. I'm looking to get back to training some Aikido, Eagle Aikido out in Eagle, Idaho with Brian Sensei and Z Sensei. And I'm looking to spend a little more time on my bicycle. I just want to be more physically fit, get a little more yoga on, that kind of stuff. But over the course of this last 6 weeks, it just ended 4 days ago, and I've been running ever since. I'm getting ready to go to Russia. Going to be doing some podcasts about traveling in Russia, and I got a whole series of podcasts coming out about my international travels, and I'm going to be doing some vlogs on those, and just catching up on, you know, my time in Malaysia, my time in Indonesia. Last year I was in Tibet and China. I did a speaking and teaching tour up in Europe. I was in Austria, Estonia, Finland, and I spent 3.5 weeks in the Czech Republic checking out, digging for Moldavite, doing the Moldavite thing. So all those are coming up, and I leave for Russia in today is Tuesday, April 17th. This podcast will upload late tonight. Pretty much it comes out every Wednesday, so it'll be the 18th of April. And on the 22nd of April, I'm on my way to Russia, St. Petersburg, baby. Going to spend some time kicking it over there. And, you know, even when I was traveling last year in Tibet and China, I realized how out of shape I was, and that does not feel good. So there I am. I'm throwing down. I did my 6 weeks. It just ended a few days ago. And I'm really, like, the last 2 weeks were very challenging for my body. Very challenging. And it's not because I'm 49 years old, but that's part of it. And that I haven't done really any serious, consistent movement in 7 years, that's part of it. But what I really started to notice is just how asymmetrical my body is. And then this podcast was inspired because of yoga. We're talking to my yoga teacher and this look that I got from people, and I just pretty much explained to them, as quickly as I could because class was just getting ready to end. And I said, well, you got to understand, I don't have two hands. And my short arm carries more torque. It has more torque. So the shorter things are, the more it tends to bear the weight that I'm bearing, if that makes sense. And what I, and part of it is this. Okay, I don't have a left wrist. I have a left elbow, and I have about 4.5-5 inches of arm past my elbow. Okay, and what I've realized about my one-handed body, especially when it comes to working out, is that my left elbow acts like, takes the place of my left wrist, and then my left shoulder takes the place of my left elbow. Okay, so when I'm doing push-ups, I'm not moving symmetrically. I'm asymmetrical. So I'm not bending. Most of my bending doesn't happen on my left elbow like it does on my right elbow. Most of it happens in my shoulder, in my left shoulder. My left shoulder is so strong. And right now it is so sore. My deltoids, oh my word, are just, my deltoid on the left is so aggravated. It is so sore because it gets such a workout. You know, just doing burpees, right? Got to jump to the ground, go down, jump up into a squat, jump up in the air, go back down, jump back down. It, you know, it tweaks my back out. I had to go see a chiropractor a couple of times because I'm not landing symmetrically and it's just torquing on my body differently. But where most people are taking that, like in a push-up, when most people are taking that absorption through their elbows and biceps, I got elbow, bicep, shoulder. So push-ups are actually done with bicep, tricep on the right and shoulder deltoid on the left. You know, and then we have to do all these other things like, you know, you grab those big thick ropes and you swing them up and down with both sides. You know, I have to Velcro strap one down and do that. And it's just really interesting how just differently sore I am. You know, my right side has pain in different areas, but my left side shoulder is just so aggravated and sore. And then mostly, you know, what I'm trying to express here, all that last 12 and a half minutes of chit-chatting about interesting one-handed stuff, is that my left shoulder is so weak. I'm amazed how weak it is compared to my right shoulder. The shoulder that has the full arm and the hand, that shoulder is so weak because typically when I'm doing anything that has to do with shoulders or upper arms, my left shoulder bears most of that strength. So even my pectorals, my pecs are unevenly developed. My deltoids, it's really interesting. I can't wait to start working out more and just see that major difference. And then in yoga, where I see this is a downward dog. You know, my right shoulder gets so tired so quickly. It's unbelievable. I'm just stunned and slightly upset. You know, I hardly ever notice this in Aikido, and there's other reasons for that. You know, that's a more different kind of flow, you know, movement type stuff. But, you know, when I'm doing yoga and I'm in downward dog, my right shoulder is burning. And then I'm doing yoga in two different places. They offer it at my day job, and then I'm doing it at the boot camp, but we have this yoga teacher there, and she teaches, you know, she straight up teaches yoga, Visayana. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the name. But, you know, she's always asking me if I need help. You know, I got an extra block to make up for the short distance. I have straps so I can try to do things evenly, and I really like yoga. I like the result that I get from yoga. But then she wants to start doing handstands, you know? And it is so amazing to even try to, you know, like I can sort of do a handstand on my short side with my right arm bent, you know, and most of that power is being taken up in my bicep and tricep, which are fairly strong. But if I straighten that arm out, it's very weak when I have to use the shoulder. And then I notice this more when I'm down on both forearms and I'm trying to go into a headstand that way, which is what we were working on. And I am amazed, almost speechless at how weak my right shoulder is. I'm actually like pissed off. I'm upset. I'm upset because I want to do the whole Luke Skywalker thing in Empire Strikes Back where he's balancing on one arm, on his right arm, and he's trying to lift up R2-D2 and the rock and all that, and he biffs. And I can almost do it on my left arm, but it's shorter and it's stronger, you know. But I want to even that out, and I want to be able to do, like, I want strong shoulders. You know, it's really interesting. Over the course of my life, I've mostly focused on legs. Not so much directly, but I love running and I love bicycling. You know, I don't do that much upper body workout stuff, maybe some push-ups, sit-ups, that kind of thing. But we do so many crazy things at boot camp. Like, it's really having me look at myself and how much I need to actually work out on my shoulders. You know, just try to get a little more strength in there. It doesn't have to be bulk. You know, I don't have to look a certain way. I just want to feel better and be stronger. And it would be nice to actually be able to do some form of handstand on both arms and arm stand, and maybe do a little walking around. Like, I think that would be really neat. And I see people doing it, and I want to do it, and I will do it. And I'm getting ready, like I said, to spend a couple weeks up in Russia. I'm mostly going to be hanging out with some Dharma friends, some Buddhist buddies, and I got a little lady out there that I'm sweet on. I'm going to spend a little time with her and just check out the Russian culture, but try to get some working out in, try to get some running in. And when I come back, I got to really figure out how I'm going to make my upper body stronger. And I don't know if it's actually going to happen so much at the boot camp, which is what I like, but I might have to do just more kind of weightlifting, like really just work on some isometric stuff and other combinations of things to try to get my upper body to be stronger. And I figure here at the turning point, halftime, I'm in the halftime of my life, basically, you know, in the second half, the second quarter, I want to be more healthy than I was in the first half. Yeah, and that is possible. People do it. You know, and so much of it now, you know, when you get close to 50, a lot of it is just how well you eat, you know. But the other part of it is also just moving more, which I certainly need to do. And then I got to look. I've been chasing some one-handed people down. There's some one-handed cats online that do some amazing workouts that are super, super fit. And I need, you know, because I need a lot of adaptive stuff if I'm going to be doing a little more working out. And so, you know, I just got a lot of investigation to do. I got a good base now. The six-week boot camp was great. Rock on. Camp Rhino Boise, you know, they really made a big difference. Those people there are very, very cool. Very cool. I really enjoy that club a lot. And I'll investigate whether or not I go back. I just have some other things I have to contemplate. But regardless, I certainly know I want to be doing a little more of the yoga. Wow, I've done some yoga in the past, but doing it really consistently, I just... You know, it's just really good to start to get to know your body much better. You know, get in tune more deeply with who you are and what you got. Because this time around, this is what I got, and I just want it to work well, and I want to feel comfortable in my body. So I'll keep you posted on the working out stuff as time goes on, but get ready for some podcasts from Russia and some other podcasts coming up. I'm going to be doing a week-long series. I'm going to set up a podcast today for 7 days about my time in Tibet. I did a medical mission with my Buddhist organization, One Path Outreach, and my Buddhist organization is the Dzogchen Sri Tsenga Foundation here in the United States. And then about my time in China at the Shaolin Temple, going to check out Bodhidharma's cave, and just a bunch of cool stuff. And then other just podcasts. So yeah, I think pretty much May is going to be my travel podcast vlog time frame. So please check in. Thanks so much for listening. And if you know any people with one hand or no hands or three hands, or just pass this podcast along. The greatest thing you could ever do for anyone is simply be the condition of their happiness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.